What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
You basically lost two All-Ireland down in one season. It's only 9 months since we lost the last one.
Only Mayo could lose two All-Ireland in one season.
Yeah, that's going to be cool, isn't it?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
So we're going to turn our attention back to the football. On Friday, October 22nd, the Meath LGFA is hosting a golf classic to celebrate the 2021 All-Ireland Champions and to raise money for a well-deserved team holiday. A team of four can get involved for €450, or you can sponsor a tee box for €500. I'm delighted that we're joined now by Meath's Aideen Leahy. Good morning, Aideen.
Morning. How are things?
Good. Are the celebrations still going strong?
I think we're recovering from the celebrations last week now in preparation for club championships at the weekend. So I think we've had enough.
Absolutely. And we're just speaking about the holiday there. So where do you hope to go, or is there a plan? Have you been chatting yet?
There's no real plan in place yet. All we know is we're going around December time to just around Christmas time to suit a lot of teachers that are on the panel. So everyone's looking forward to it, and that we'll all have a chance to let off a bit of steam together.
Yes, absolutely. And you are a teacher yourself. You're in school there at the minute. What was it like, I suppose, when you arrived back to the school?
Last week when I came back into school, God, I was goosebumps driving in the avenue. The children were so excited to see me. It was unbelievable. And they had organized like a guard of honor in their class groups, and all the children had come out in their green and gold, and they'd flags and everything up, and they were all cheering. So it was really a nice day. And I got to see a few classes and answer a few questions, and a lot of kids actually went up to Crow Park, and the majority of them weren't there were actually watching it on the television. And look, I suppose if that's all that the final and the win is going to do, is to encourage children to take part in sport, any sport, but particularly the Gaelic Games, and that's a win for us as well.
Absolutely. And the rise of Meath ladies football, it's been spoken about quite a bit now over the last month or two, obviously going from the intermediate championship straight up into senior. What do you think the difference was maybe this year that it just sort of all clicked, you know, from watching on and watching these the last few years? For me, that's how I describe it. It just seemed to click into place.
Yeah, we all just put it down to hard work on the pitch. Obviously we played the intermediate final in December, and then there were lockdowns, and everyone took it upon themselves. Everyone took onus for themselves to work hard during the lockdown when we couldn't be together. And then when we were back on the pitch, it was hard work. It was continuous, and practicing the way we want to play and the way we wanted to perform. And it was just, like I said, continuous hard work. And it did just click for us. But I suppose that was because of it being continuous.
Even given the story of the team, the path that you'd taken over the last couple of years, and it was everybody's aware of it at this point, the intermediate and the overnight, let's call it, I'm sure you won't look at it that way, success. The profile of the team you play on in terms of the age profile of it, the style of football that you're playing, Keepak on the jerseys obviously has helped, but I do think that everybody is really... It caught the attention of the country. Were you guys aware of that internally, that there was a bit of a people's champion almost about you?
I suppose after the game, yeah. We had such a big focus on the job that we had to do going into the All-Ireland final. But we knew, that this doesn't happen. This doesn't happen often. You don't often hear teams coming up from intermediate to the senior ranks and being as successful as we were. And you see, we had a belief in our camp that we would be able to do what we've done. which didn't seem to be the belief of people on the outer circle that weren't friends or family or anyone close to the team. So,
where did that come from, Evan? Where was that belief coming from?
I don't know exactly, but you know, our management will always tell us like we're a special group, and I fully believe that we are. Like, you know, we have a great bond together, and I'm not just saying that. You know, as a collective group, we're all very, very close, and that's been built for the last few years and through the hard times, I suppose, because we know what it feels like to lose and now we can appreciate winning.
And just the way you were speaking there of the fans and everything else, like one of the pictures that I remember was going up to the hill after the game, and a lot of Meath supporters had went to the hill. You know, any WhatsApp groups or anything that I was in, it was like, get tickets for the hill, everyone's going to the hill. And it was like scenes of years ago, you know, of the men's team back in the 90s that you would see. It was just unbelievable, and yous all ran up to them. That must be a moment that'll always stick with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, God, it just seemed like there was a sea of green. Like, there were so many Meath supporters there. And, like, even when we were playing the game, every shout and every roar that the fans made just, like, spurred us on in the moment. But, no, look, it was great. It was really, really something that we'd all definitely remember. And a lot of lads, like, that's where it's, not that I was surprised, but there were a lot of like young lads and men that were there to support us, and really, 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 really meant a lot to them as well. You know.
And a thing that Vicky had mentioned was about everybody wearing the women's jersey. And I suppose you haven't seen that as much. You know, you'd always see everyone around in the men's jersey. And just as the point you alluded to there, that, you know, there were so many men and young lads that were so interested in this team. It is different, I suppose. Have you ever experienced that before?
No, but I do think women's sport and the respect for women's sport is growing, and it's clear. Like it's so clear now after the weekend before last that this means more to people than we even thought, around the county and even around the country. So yeah, like there's a big step forward for women's sport, and I really do think, especially our win. It being so historic for the county, that across the country, that this will do a lot for women's sport and the LGFA.
Yeah, anyone that I talk to, whether it's sport or I don't know, a career or whatever it is that they're doing, you know, it really has inspired them. It's a story that many people will look at and take a lot from. And just personally for you, Aideen, your journey has been quite a special one. I seen you when you were, I suppose, you were a sub on the team, you were coming off the bench quite a bit, you weren't fully getting that starting place, but then this year you really cemented that starting place. Could you tell us a little bit about your journey and I suppose how tough or how hard did you have to work to get to that point?
Yeah, I was having a little think about this last night actually, and you know, how long I've been playing and the positions I've played on the team, and look, I joined the panel in 2013. I was just around leaving cert, and I was so excited to be asked up to join the Meath Ladies panel. And from then on, it was always an honour to be training and representing my club and the county and putting on the Meath jersey. It was an honour, and I always wanted to do it. So, you know, when I went to training, I always wanted to work out. And obviously, if, you know, everybody wants to be starting on the starting 15, and suppose, look, I had played in a variety of positions. So I was in the half forwards, I played midfield, and now I'm a wing half back. But I suppose maybe from a management's perspective, maybe they saw that, you know, the way the game is going, that a wing half back can, you know, you're useful in attack as well as around the middle of the field. So look, it just worked out for me. It just worked out for me this year. Through all the hard work and everything that's gone on, I wasn't going to let it slip. Every time I went out to training, I'm there for a reason. I'm there to improve myself. So, look, you know, I know, as I said, everybody wants to get a starting position on the team, and it's good to have good, healthy competition. But, I was delighted to be getting a starting place this year.
And that was a question I was going to ask, because you wouldn't really be known as probably a half back. Was that something that the management came? Did they come and say to you, will you go in the half back position? We see you there.
Yeah, like I know if you look at the way we play with their half forwards dropping back, and we play quite defensively anyway. So when I was in the half forward role, I was coming back as a defender kind of, and then bursting forward. So switching me from half forward to half back wasn't much of a difference in the way that I would have to try and play. So no, it suited me, and I really enjoyed the position, the way we play the game.
And you have your sister Alva, she's on the panel alongside you. That must be nice.
Yeah, oh, it's great. You know, even during the lockdown, there was two of us doing the runs, there were two of us doing our gym exercises at home, and even coming and going from games with COVID, we couldn't get buses. So it was always nice to have company. And Alva's a little dinger. She's very fast. So hopefully she'll get her chance now in the coming years.
Yeah, I've seen her in action all right for Navan Amani's. I'm sure I'll be seeing you again in the next few weeks or so. And just speaking as well, has anybody spoke, I suppose, on two in a row? Do you look ahead that far?
You laugh, actually, because the school had a poster up outside of the school, and, you know, best luck to Miss Leahy in the All-Ireland final that night. I'm saying, well, hopefully now you can hold on to it for next year. So that's the talk at the moment.
And obviously family has a massive part to play in all of this. I suppose without that, you know, we wouldn't be getting to our games and everything alongside all of that. And obviously your mom, Dorothy, she passed away 2 years ago. Obviously that must have been very tough for you. But the girls really rally around you.
Yeah. Look, God, Mam had a great influence over us, you know, growing up. She never would have missed a club or a county game, and only four dropping us to train and then bringing us to matches, like you said. I suppose looking back on Sunday 2 weeks ago, in Croke Park, you know, it was the most joyous occasion for us, myself and Alva and the rest of the family. But it was sad in one sense that she wasn't there to share the occasion. Like, you know, you don't get much bigger than an All-Ireland final. And what would have been always my dream as a little girl, you just would have loved to have shared it with her. But, you know, as I said before, look, you know, I believe that she's looking down and that she's proud of the both of us for what we've achieved. And like to think that we had a 16th player on the day.
Oh, absolutely. And I suppose having that panel of girls as well, your sister alongside you, that must be special and must have helped you a lot in that tough time.
Yeah, Aisling, like, you know, I recall going back to training, my first training back after Mam's funeral, and we didn't wait too long. You know, it was kind of, there was no point. I wanted to get back to training and, you know, to be around people that care. And you know, the girls didn't have to say anything at training. I just got that on the shoulder when I was going out from the change room, and just everyone just looking out for you and making sure you're all right. And the friendship on the team is invaluable, and that's the truth.
Absolutely. I definitely know what it's like to have a group of girls no matter what you're going through, so I think that's really special that they were there for you. You know, it's very, very important.
Just like I meant to say it there as well, like, look at, you know, it's not just me. Like, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to what I've been going through. It's just me that's talking about it. I know that other people have other things going on as well, but I'm sure, you know, with the article that came out before the semi-final, like, there's a lot of, it was amazing the amount of people that got in contact with me that can relate to what's going on with them too. So, it's good to talk about it.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It's great to talk about it, yeah.
Powerful, absolutely. Giving quality voice to it, Eivin, is a huge thing, and it's good for you, and it's good for people to hear that, like you've said, in terms of the reaction to it. Can you talk to me a bit about, I think there'll be a lot of counties looking at what you guys have done over the last while, and there's other counties coming through, maybe the likes of Westmeath and other counties that maybe haven't been in the conversation around achieving the sort of things that you've achieved now. Do you think, I mean, I don't want to start talking about templates, but do you think that there are elements of what you guys have put in place in terms of structures to achieve what you've done over the last few years that are applicable to other counties, or is this just a very unique thing and the confluence of a bunch of factors that have come together to allow you to do it?
I like to think that we're unique. But I do think that what we've done has given, you know, hope to other counties that, like, it can be done. Like, we're only human at the end of the day. It's 15 on 15 and a panel of 30 or 40, like, that every county would have. And, you know, there's no substitute for hard work, and that's what we did. But I do believe that there's something special in Meath and in the Meath camp. But like I said, it does give hope to other counties that, you know, like Dublin aren't too far off, Cork aren't too far off. Like, we're all just, I used to say, like, you know, before a game, you'd be thinking, I'm like, they have two arms and two legs, the same as me. We're 15 girls on 15 girls. Like, it's not this, like, really far away goal that you have to get to. But, you know, it does take a lot of hard work, and it does take, like, psychologically, it takes a lot. You know, it's a massive commitment too.
Yeah, and, like, I think the thing that, like, we're chatting about all the goodwill, right, that you had this year and the public sentiment towards you, that's gone now, right? Like, you know that, like, once you've won it, everybody's like, ah, you've done it now. I mean,
you're no longer in with the rest of them.
Yeah.
I know, that's the thing. Like, we'll be the team to get now next year. No one really feared us this year coming into the competition. It was just like, oh, sure, they're up from intermediate. But, there'll be people out to get, teams out to get us next year.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, listen, you're not going anywhere anytime soon, and we'll be talking to you again down the track. Thanks a million for joining us. Congratulations again, Evie.
Thanks a million for having me.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. And a reminder as well, by the way, Aisling mentioned at the very top, but October 22nd, Meath LGFA hosting a golf classic. You can see all the details on your screen there to celebrate their champions and raising money as well for a well-deserved team holiday. You can get a team of four involved for €450, sponsor a tee box for €500. And as I said, all those details are on the screen there. We'll try and tweet something out a little bit later on as well, because it's a great cause, and the players deserve to go and enjoy themselves off the back of that.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Super Light Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. They've designed must-have travel styles for when you need to jet. The lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit makes these shoes some of the most packable styles ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Take the Super Light Tree Runner on your next adventure. Its cushy, lightweight foam midsole supports every step, and the extra outsole traction gives you the grip to just go for it. The eucalyptus fiber upper adds next-level breathability to keep you going all day. Plus, the Superlight Tree Runner is comfortable and ready to go right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's allbirds.com, code SUPER24.